This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6-7 The Fan, we are live on NBC Sports Washington. You had OTAs. We heard from Rick Snyder earlier about some of the goings-on, some of the guys who weren't there, including Chase Young, Montez Sweat, and of course, we heard about those that were, including Carson Wentz.
Was Ron shucking and jiving when he got asked about Chase Young's absence? What was his demeanor like? I'm guessing he's probably a little bit irritated.
Not sure about the demeanor. His answers were pretty vague.
Chase, for the most part, is working with his rehab. He's met with the doctors. They formulated a plan. He's completing that right now. We will have him here eventually, and I believe the next couple weeks he'll be here.
His eventually, plan is not to be at OTAs. That's his
sounds
plan.
Like it.
Eventually, yeah. And I believe.
Yes.
I believe.
I think you hit on something. The communication ain't great, and Cakes hit on something. He's a diva.
And I know that everybody with HDTR in their bios and now
why they're upset
hashtag
at you?
Take command. They're going to take shots of it. It's fine.
HDTC.
HDTC. I just feel like Chase Young is used to getting his way. I'm sure that happened at DeMatha. I'm sure it happened at Ohio State. He was the number two pick in his draft. He's a coddled athlete. And you know what? I would probably be the same way if I were Chase Young.
You kind of are.
I would probably be exactly the same.
Yeah, you're a coddled radio host.
I would want to go make money. You know what?
But at least he's got 26 years in.
I'm going to miss the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to go down and film some commercials on the street. Make some extra money. Maybe I should do that.
I'd be so excited for that bit.
And miss the Mike Rizzo interview.
No, but
I need to go make that money.
Like, I think we've earned 26 years the right to be a little spoiled, a little coddled, a little demanding. The guy's been here for a week. Right. Done nothing. Yeah. He had a sack and a half last year in like 10 games.
You're supposed to be a Bosa.
Yes.
You're supposed to be
exactly.
You're supposed to be a Bosa level.
Yeah. We'll even get to.
I understand you.
We'll even get to Clowney level. Clowney had 9 sacks last year.
He's certainly capable.
I understand he blew his
Can he get out. To Kerrigan level? Kerrigan was great.
To get 7? Can he get 7?
Kerrigan, no. 4-time Pro Bowler, I believe.
But he has to be several steps above that.
He should be.
He was taken number 2 overall.
He knows that.
You don't
though.
Take guys number 2 overall to get you 9, 10, or 11 sacks.
Look, this is a big year for him.
Those are guys that you expect 15, 18, 20 sacks from.
But don't think it's not an outlier that he's not here. Because it is. Because Logan Thomas, very similar injury as far as we know, both ACLs. Beyond that, I don't know. Logan Thomas was there on the sideline. There were like 4 or 5 guys injured. Chase Roullier on the sideline working with the trainers. Chase, not. Chase doing his own thing.
Right, and this is not contract related. Guys who either maybe you're sick or you're taking something personal and you're not there, or it's a contract issue. But if it's not a contract issue, you should be there.
And look, if you're the defensive player of the year and you're racking up 22 sacks in a season,
it's different.
Miss all the OTAs you want. Go film all the commercials you want. But you're not that guy yet.
Right.
Maybe you'll get to that point, but you're not there yet.
So according to Ben Standig, and this is from his Twitter yesterday, Logan Thomas was on the side field. Chase Roullier, as I mentioned, on the side field. Tyler Larson, who's recovering from an Achilles, on the side field. And then Samus Reyes, I don't even know what his injury is. Maybe a shoulder or something. I'm not sure.
Doesn't know football? Is that his injury?
He was on the side field. And Chase was 3,000 miles away.
Right, he's in Colorado where I think it was snowing last week. I think
they got 18 inches. It was 96 here. They got 18
inches. It's almost June.
It's weird that he's chosen to go all the way out to Colorado. And I know a lot of guys.
You find your own guys.
Train in Florida and train in different places. But wasn't he doing like push-ups on the driveway at one point? Wasn't he one of those guys who was like working out in front of his yard here locally?
Look, it doesn't appear to me that
I know T.O. did that.
It doesn't appear to me that he doesn't work out. The guy looks fit. He looks unbelievable, right? The guy's like a Greek god.
Yeah, but Rivera's frustrated. You can tell he's frustrated. It's
I wish
he has his plan.
Valdez,
he wants it to be their plan.
Right. Is it easy or hard? Would it be? Do we have the type of technology where you could type in? I feel like Rivera told us on our show that we've talked and he's going to be here. Like one of our last conversations with Ron.
Yeah, but he's like the king of leaving wiggle room. He may have said something like, well, we're planning on having him here, guys.
No, I think it was a little bit more definitive.
He also came on our show and said he reserves the right to change his mind.
Right.
Remember when he said that?
That is true.
I'm just saying, don't think that they're super pleased that he's doing his own thing in Colorado and everything's
they're
all
not.
Hunky-dory.
Well, you know what? Also, in hindsight, they're not super pleased that they didn't take Justin Herbert at number two. And I understand nobody knew that he was going to be that good that quickly, but... I mean, if you could go back in time,
100%.
If you're Washington, of course you take Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but we can't think about that. It's done.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. It's a sunken cost. There's nothing you can do about
it
now.
But eventually he will be there.
I want to ask this. I'm just curious if people want to chime in. I know we have Rizzo coming up at 9. You got a minute or two if you want to
come. I'll be filming commercials outside, making my extra money.
Do you agree with Cakes? Is Chase Young a diva? Very simple question.
Probably.
I'll put that up as the Junkies poll today, presented by Van Meter Homes.
If you want to call in, you got a minute or two before we got to go to break, and then we have Riz coming on at 9. But do you think Chase Young, at this point, is proven to be a diva?
You know he's going
to
love this poll.
You know who he is? He's Axl Rose when they come to his dressing room asking, hey, you know what? James Hetfield just almost got blown up in an explosion, okay, when Metallica was opening for you. Can Guns N' Roses come on stage a little bit early and stop this crowd in Montreal from burning the city down? And Axl Rose said, not doing that.
Not helping.
It's going to be at least 75% yes.
Still perform.
I don't know.
Divas can still perform.
Yeah. That doesn't mean you can't.
You can be a diva if you give the Commanders 15 or more sacks.
The second question, has he earned the right to be a diva?
No.
Not at the NFL level.
No. Now, he thinks he has because he was drafted number two overall and because he was the king of the campus in Columbus.
You know who can
be a
diva?
But that means nothing now.
Tom Brady can be a diva.
Yes.
Gronkowski can be a diva.
Yep.
I think even on some level, Russell Wilson could be a diva.
Ja'Marr Chase, you can be a diva. Because you came in the league and you balled. Joe Burrow.
You could probably be a diva.
You have diva status because you took your team to a Super Bowl in year two. Year two, he got a Super Bowl.
You know who can be a diva? Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson
could
be a diva.
He's a league MVP.
I'm not saying he is, but he could be if he wanted to be.
You have diva status if you wish to use it.
Yeah.
Chase Young? No, not yet.
You haven't earned it. He hasn't earned diva status.
If you terrorize quarterbacks and get 15 to 20 sacks, please be a diva all you want.
His honeymoon did not last long.
Do you think he's a diva?
Do you remember game one, how good he was his first game in the pros?
His spin move.
Oh, my God.
Haven't seen that spin move since.
Honeymoon is over.
Do you think he's a diva? Is Cakes right?
If there's no in between, yes or no, no gray area, you're making me choose one. Yes.
Yeah,
diva.
Come on over to the good side.
All right, let's go to Sean in Reston quickly here before we get Riz on. Sean, diva, yes or no?
Absolutely, he's a diva. I mean, look at it, man. Look, what's the culture been in Washington for so long? He's coming out here, and there's no, like, winning mentality. And so he comes in as, like, you know, the highest draft pick as he is, and he's going to be like, I'm the guy to save the day. Listen to me. I'm going to go ahead and go to Colorado and do what I want to do. And you know what I mean? And it's like, come on, man. It's like you just said, he's not Axl Rose, but he's going to act like it. If there was a winning mentality that has been here from the get-go, like, you think he would have been doing that in Green Bay? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. They might not have tolerated it. I don't know. Tom Brady had his own thing that he did.
I just know what's going to happen. Everyone's going to be mad at us. It's all going to be our fault. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, over in the bubble, it's all against the Junks.
Right.
They already hate us.
I know, but I just know what's going to happen. Everyone's going to think that we're against them. We want them to lose.
No, no. We want them to win. We just want their star player to be here.
I hope he validates his diva status by going out.
We want him to have 16 sacks.
Yeah, please.
We want him to be Bosa.
I want quarterbacks to be terrified of you.
We're rooting for him. We're sitting there beating our heads against the microphones going, why do we suck every year?
Just remember 5 years ago when we wanted Kerrigan to do more than 10 sacks a year. And now we're just now we would kill for 10 sacks, right?
Same thing. Yeah. Arakpo, what he gave wasn't good enough. It just wasn't good enough.
He always got three against the Eagles when they sucked.
Yeah.
And he held it against them.
One time had five against the Raiders or something.
Coming up next, Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.